So, Peter, you mentioned the treasure diving. How did you find out about this?
Oh, well, I had this friend, and he actually used to work for the government, but he was diving just for pleasure at that time. But then he met, I think while on a diving excursion, he met another guy who was into treasure diving. And they formed a company, and they actually become, I guess, professional treasure divers. And this, I think I mentioned about the sunken treasure around the tip of Africa because of the ancient sea route. But I think my friends have now moved off to other parts of the world. They're also known for sunken treasure spots. I think one of the areas are close to Florida in the United States, because there used to be an ancient shipping route between Europe and the United States. And yeah, they go diving for treasure around that area.
There must be a lot of mysteries under the sea.
I think so too, and I think it involves a lot of dispute, possibly, because it's can become a political issue, I guess, in some ways, if the treasure is found, and who does it belong to, and the countries that originally sent the money or the gold or the treasure or the whatever, and the country that it's found in now, and also by the who the guys that find it. Is it finders keepers, or is it a matter of dividing up the discovery? And of course, I think there's a lot of historical value involved with the finds as well. So yeah, right. I think it's an interesting, fascinating kind of adventure story.
Would be quite an adventurous hobby to have.
I think so too. Yeah, I'm kind of envy his lifestyle. He seems to go from one grand yacht in one very nice area of the part of the world and goes to the next, you know, treasure area. And yeah, that's what he does for a living.